The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Cat Vision, episode 3. This is, of course, Cat. You can always follow me on Twitter and, well, just basically Twitter, at Cat Vision, which is CATTVISION, and also Instagram at Cat Dollaz, which is CATTDOLLAZ. I'm also here with my producer, which is Scott. You can follow him at Barb Cheers Scott.
Yeah, everybody in my mentions right now. Everybody in my mentions right now about my Dame Lula report. I'm not lying. Leave me alone. Well, yeah, go ahead, follow
me. Definitely go ahead and flood his mentions and let him know that you don't like what he said. And he should take it down. And then also, of course, make sure that you follow the Barb Chair Network at Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and Instagram, and also subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network.
Yep, yep. How's it going? What's going on? We back at it.
You know what? Third episode, pretty early into the summer, which is my favorite season. We're going to start sliding into my bag a little bit, I think.
Okay. The midsummer bag.
Yeah, you know, everybody goes into their bag at a certain point in the season. Summer is mine, my favorite. I make that known to everyone I meet. I try not to be that guy, but I am that guy. Everyone that I meet will know that Courtney likes the summertime. She doesn't like anything else.
Wow. What you got planned for the weekend? You know, it's just a holiday weekend, the colonizer holiday on Sunday.
You know what? No one that I really know like that celebrate 4th of July because they actually care about Independence Day. In fact, if you ask people what the 4th of July is, they will probably say the 4th of July. They don't even know what that means. They just like, it's the 4th. Like,
right.
It's just something that you go out and you throw some meat in the barbecue and you hang out with your friends for. I don't think anyone that cares about Black history really gives a fuck about the 4th of July. We just go out there and put meat on the grill. We know that white people don't care.
Yep.
They out there singing proud to be an American, where at least they know they free in 1776, which no one else was, but just them, as long as they good.
Niggas so just want an excuse to barbecue.
We just want to throw meat on the grill. Yeah. They want to act like this was the best place to ever live in the world. So we let them do their little weird thing over there with the American flag. We do what we're doing over here with ribs and chicken.
And alcohol and talking.
Right, food. And alcohol and fireworks. We don't really give anything else. So, yeah, that's
right. I'm with you on that one. I don't think I'm doing much. I mean, my friend is hosting a brunch on Saturday. Anybody listens to the network, no Pavi, the most ridiculous nigga of all time.
He has really bad takes. I believe I follow him. He has terrible takes.
I've known this nigga since I was 10.
Does he do it on purpose?
No, he really believes this shit, like deep in his heart.
He can run Stephen A. Smith house and home.
Yeah, he believes it in his heart, but you know, he's gonna have a brunch. So I'm gonna go to that, and then Sunday I'm probably not gonna do shit. You know, like you said, I'm not back home, so I don't really know that many people in LA who barbecue, and I know they exist, I just don't know them. So
right,
so if I was back home, there'd be
like cousin. All right,
there's somebody I gotta know, somebody in South Central or somebody out here who got nice hood barbecues and shit. But I'm just happy to have a weekend to not do shit because it's been a long week.
Oh my God, you and me both. Like, honestly, it's nice to have a weekend where nothing matters. Everybody right. got the day off, so nobody's doing anything stupid for the most part. Everybody's just going to their little recreational events that they usually do on the right. holiday. You ain't got to worry about nothing stupid going on because you live somewhere dumb enough. It'll be just something stupid enough to be happening on a random Sunday evening, which is stupid.
So. Have they been letting off fireworks a lot by y'all already? Because they going crazy over here.
So I went to Atlanta this past weekend. And of course they were already doing it there. They started 3 weeks before the holiday and they keep doing them 3 weeks after it. By the time they stop doing 4th of July fireworks is Labor Day. So I already know the routine around there and my dog hates it. Now, Florida is really new to me, but yeah, my neighborhood is doing the fireworks. They've been doing them for the past week or so. I've been sleeping through them for the most part. Earlier there was one though, cause it was a storm. I thought it was some really crazy thunder, but no, it turned out to be fireworks too. So,
well, yeah, I wish it was. They've been going crazy over here, and it's been annoying the fuck out of me. And I know as soon as it's really Saturday night coming, it's gonna sound like fucking gunshots outside, and it just on. And I be trying to go sleep, man. I can't stay up 3 o'clock in the morning no more. I'm old, like.
Oh Lord, you old?
Yeah, around 11, my eyes start getting tired, and I'm like,
yesterday I went to bed. Y'all better get off his damn lawn.
Yesterday I went to bed like 11:45 and I ain't wake up till like 7. Like I slept through the night. I ain't wake up, use bathroom, nothing. I was just like,
I think the noise doesn't surprise me. It just honestly surprises me that it's just still such a big thing. I don't know, because all my life people been doing fireworks. Eventually I was like, damn, maybe people will stop doing that. But no, I guess that's a tradition that lives on to this day. That's why white people hold it as a part of their culture.
Yeah, pretty much. You said you went to Atlanta. How did that trip go?
Overall, I was happy to be back home, see my family, and it wasn't raining there every day like it has been here. So that was cool. But the airport experience was just not fun. Like, I don't think it was ever a point in time where going to the airport was fun, but it's definitely not fun now.
Yeah,
like,
post-COVID is terrible.
I was in there, you know what? They honestly, it's nice that they make sure everybody's coming in there unarmed and undangerous, because people in there will really push you past your limit, like in the airport.
Yeah, they definitely will. I just feel like, and then y'all got that, and Atlanta got that big ass fucking airport. Like, I've only been there once, and that was like a layover when I was trying to get to New York, but it took all fucking day to get from like one.
The crazy thing about it is I find Atlanta the easiest to travel through, and that's probably just my privilege from being able to
you've been in it so many times.
Every other airport that I've ever been to sucks. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Every other airport sucks. Like, I'm just like, why is this not organized? Why is there only a train that goes one way and it doesn't go over there? We got to go through this and get on a, like, it's too much. Atlanta is organized very neatly. You can look at the map and it tells you exactly where to go. Now, if you don't get there, you know, you might not have asked enough people, but it's really easy to follow.
So there's trains to lead you throughout different parts of the airport?
Yeah,
how you know it's too fucking big. Like, never seen
different
that.
Terminals got, there's a train that takes you to all the different terminals. So you start at T, A, B, C, D, E, F.
That's so big.
E and F are on the international side.
Like, I've seen like trains like that take you like out from the airport, but I've never seen them like take you to.
I will say, even though I start at Atlanta, I definitely been to other airports, and I will say that was honestly the biggest one out of all of them that I've been to, that I've ever been to. But it's the most organized also.
Well, you know, so what are some of your do's and your don'ts for an airport?
Oh God, so many. So, and this is something that should have been reiterated before COVID, but I understand that certain people in our community, I'm not gonna point any fingers, don't understand the concept of personal space. So I give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but just so we're clear, like, no one really wants you standing that close to them. if I'm moving and my bag is like, you know, pulling behind me, I shouldn't feel you hitting it or your kid or the dog or whoever is hitting it. I shouldn't feel that. And when we get up to the counter, you definitely should not be standing next to me. So I think that personal space is definitely something everybody should recognize. And getting all up next to someone is definitely a don't in the airport. Do not do that. Another don't in the airport is do not get on the airport train and then stop right there at the door. You need to get on and get in.
That definitely sounds
annoying. Once you get on, there are people coming in behind you, and they may or may not have enough room to actually get in if you are stupid enough to stop directly into the door, which actually doesn't make sense in any circumstance, but definitely not with a train.
Exactly.
Another don't is you've seen 12, maybe even 15 signs before you got to the security line with TSA telling you that you cannot bring drinks through the security line. I don't know why you thought that your coffee or water was more important than everyone else's, but you're going to have to throw yours out too. But the only problem is they want to keep you as close to your bags as possible. So they're going to hold me back so that you can go throw it out and get back in line. And you should just be smart enough to not do that. They gave you 18 signs on the way there. They said, please don't have a drink. You got a drink, finish that shit. You better throw it out the next trash can. Dead ass. The icy machine just died. They gave you 18 signs telling you to throw it away, and you still did it. So also, don't be that guy. Do not be that guy.
It comes down to just niggas don't be reading shit. Like, niggas don't care. Niggas gonna do what they want. And now that's why I've experienced more on airplanes and shit. Like, I feel like some of my most, like, I hate everything about the travel process outside of me actually getting to my destination. I don't like the overpriced Uber I gotta take to LAX, which is fucking ridiculous. TSA, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Getting on the plane, like, I don't like the loading of the plane.
And oh God, people don't care about their position on the plane. Like, if you're in the back, you in the back, okay? When we land, that means that if you're in row 45, you are not getting off before me, and I'm in row 12. You just need to accept it. Don't get me wrong, I have been on row 45 before, so I'm telling you, when I was on row 45, I accepted the fact that I was on row 45. I'm not getting up before anyone else. Why are you the first person to get up and grab your bag? I do not know, because you're not getting off before me. Stop doing that.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, because I'll be sitting there like, nigga, the fucking gate's not even open yet.
You be on the same road as them.
Anywhere. All right.
Like, where are you going, dude?
Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, you can't even fucking move right now. Nigga, just get up.
Standing up, bag in hand. I'm just like, okay, that's cool. I don't know where you're going, but that's nice.
Looking at the motherfucking, carrier. Yeah. But like, nigga, you can't do anything. So that's just one of the most annoying
things. First of all, we're on row 49, so we're not going anywhere. I don't know where you're going, but no one back here is going anywhere. You need to relax and be the first people trying to get off and stand up and standing in a row. And I'm just like, why are you standing with your ass in my face when we on row 50? We're not getting off. Just accept it. Sit down, wait on the people in front of us, get their bags, because that's when we're getting off.
Especially if it's a super long flight.
Yeah, like if you got an Uber on the way, just cancel that, because we're not getting off. No time soon.
Definitely.
Yeah. People are super annoying. But, I mean, I have some upcoming travel plans that I want to make
happen. What you got cracking?
So, for my birthday, I'm not flying there, of course, because I'm already in Florida, but I'm definitely going to the beach for my birthday, which is almost a month from now. My birthday is on August the 8th, so it's really close to a month from now, just a few days outside of that. So
okay.
I'm excited. I'll be turning 28, so that'll be fun. And then outside of that, I'm planning
I miss my youth days.
What do you mean youth days?
I miss my youth days. Old woman. I'm gonna be 33 in like 3 months.
I'm 50. What do you mean?
Yeah, okay. 28. You can still drink and be okay the next morning.
I'm feeling the back pain settle in. I'm feeling it.
You probably like a year away from feeling it. Like, end of 29. When you're 29, no, you're basically 30.
It's starting to call in and just check. It's starting to dial in and just make sure that we good for next year, just in case I need that insurance for the back. Like, we good. I don't know. I'm starting to feel it. It's happening.
So, like, what kind of like signs of like kind of told you that? Okay, it's besides the back hurting, that it might be a wrap for me. So,
you know what? When I officially knew I was getting old, because honestly, like, I don't really feel any of the symptoms anyone else does. Like, I have never felt old in my life. I even joke about it now. I still don't feel old. But the one thing when I knew was like when I started getting like moles and freckles like everywhere. Like, I've never had them this much, like on my face, on my arms, my chest, my legs. I just have so many like moles and freckles, and it almost feels like they're starting to grow in. I went to my doctor and I was just like, oh my God, what if I got skin cancer or something's going on? And she was just like, yeah, that happens. And I was like, I just thought I don't know, it was tripping me out and my skin started to change. And that was honestly the one thing that no one warned you about when you get older, that your skin changes. Like, it just starts to accept sun differently, oil different, like everything. Because I always had really like naturally oily skin. It was really resilient. Nothing ever really like affected me. And then one day last year, guess I was out in the sun for a minute too long. I had to go to a dermatologist. It was a whole big thing. And yeah, basically I have a whole thing that I didn't know I had in the sun. And I got to be more careful with that because I'm getting older.
And one thing too, your fuck slowly start to get out the window. Like,
oh,
the year,
yeah,
like,
definitely.
Then once you get in your 30s, once each year passes, I'm gonna be 33 in October. Like, I'm slowly, even more, don't give a fuck. Like, you're very comfortable with not doing things. Like, you know, I was, you know, I'd be invited to shit. I'm like, nigga, I'd rather stay in the house playing MLB the Show all damn night. That's more fun than me.
I mean, honestly, and people be wanting to know, like, damn, what you doing then? I'm just like, actually, I'm gonna eat this bag of Lay's and watch this show. Nothing important. But I just wanna do that tonight. That's it.
And you're 100% in the right to do that. So, like, with these trips, like, so, you know, these ones just you have for the summer before you, you know, tuck it in for the fall, or are you still doing something there too?
I know in the fall I plan on going to Costa Rica.
Okay.
I think in October or November. I want to wait until after the rainy season there, which I think lasts through October. So definitely planning on going to Costa Rica. It's actually been something I've been trying to plan for a few years, but then COVID happened. And so that kind of wiped a lot of it away, because that wiped out pretty much all of next year, or all of last year, I mean, of going out. So then we gave up on that and started this year. But then we looked up when the rainy season was. We don't want to be there when it rains. And so eventually we'll go this fall, but that's the one thing I'm looking forward to, because I know that I would love the weather there. I know everybody else is dreading it, but hot and humid is really my thing.
It's not just me.
No, I'm super excited. My skin does really good in humid weather. In the heat, humidity, heat, and my skin and my hair does really good for each other. So I'm really excited, but everybody else is like, oh my God, it's gonna be so hot.
You know, I know it's about Black people. We do this thing where it's like, when it's cold as hell outside, oh, I need summer back. Soon as summer comes, it's hot as shit outside. Oh, I can't wait to stop shopping for fall. Like, which fucking one?
And that's why I take pride in being the only tame person that knows that no matter what, we would rather it be summer than any other season.
Right.
I tell people all the time, I'd be like, y'all are begging for winter. All right. When it's 9 degrees out here, I don't want to hear nothing. Because I know when it's 9, I'm going to be inside regardless. I'm not going out.
Yeah.
What you doing tonight? I'd be like, if it involves me doing anything outside of getting in the car and getting out of it, I'm not going. I'm not being outside.
Yeah, well, that definitely makes sense. I don't have any trips, really. I'm trying to think. I'm one of them niggas who need to get a passport. I know. I'm ashamed now. I'm in my 30s. I don't have a passport.
That's not nothing to be ashamed of. I just got mine last year.
Okay, you still ahead of me. Like, and it's just,
a big thing before.
Right, that was the thing. For the last couple of years, I was like, I don't really give a shit
about people were okay with traveling in state, and then traveling became a big thing, which is a good thing. I'm not complaining about it. So now people have more of an incentive to get a passport. So yeah, it's not a big deal. I just got mine last year.
Well, I did go to San Diego 2 weeks ago. Had a blast.
Oh, I seen that. You like it.
Nice 24-hour. I don't even know if it was 24-hour, but we really just went there, watched the Padres game, got fucking blasted, and then drove back to L.A. the next fucking morning. It was pretty fucking fun. It was just, you know, I'm on, like, this trip where I'm trying to, like, this quest to go to every major league park. So I'm 5 down right now.
I'm planning on doing that with NFL stadiums.
I want to do that too.
Yeah. College stadiums.
Yeah.
So that's my next plan too. So that's really cool. And I would like to see that move forward and see all the pictures and stuff. That's really nice.
The thing with football game, that's so goddamn expensive. Like with baseball, it's easier to move around because, you know, you can find cheaper seats. With football.
Yeah, you can. I can get a Braves ticket on a weird day for like $10 if
right,
I want.
Exactly.
But you can never do that with football. It's going to cost you
at the bare
$200 to get a good seat at least.
Yeah, and with the Bears, it's $300. With the Bears, it's $300.
So I haven't seen the Steelers in a long time. And last time I did, I was an adult, so I don't care about that. But I think it's probably really expensive. And I know for a fact, I've gone to the Falcons games, but that's because one of my friends' mom has a season tickets. We would always go and get her season tickets because she only wanted to go see them sometimes.
To the big games?
Not even the big ones. She would want to go see random games. Sometimes she wouldn't. So we wouldn't see a lot. I know we went and saw them play the Packers, and we seen like quite a few games on her tickets, and they were fun. But yeah, like it's a lot. So
yeah, with the Rams, they got this new stadium. It's like I haven't seen anything less than $500.
Oh, because you're in LA.
Yeah, they trying to overtax because last year they didn't have nobody in that building, and it's a new building. So I'm hoping that they drop because I want to go week one when the Bears in town.
The Rams got that great stadium, so yeah. Of course you want to go there. But
gentrification stadium, as I like to call it, because they kicked all the niggas out of Inglewood when they built that.
I didn't think about that.
They kicked all the niggas out of Inglewood. Like one of my homegirls, like, oh yeah, I gotta move and shit. Like they have been building that for like 5 years. So you know, but it looks nice. They got a nice Don Julio bar heard in the end zone. So hopefully I can experience that week one.
It's probably $30 for a shot.
That's fine. When I go to games, I gotta know I'm gonna spend a lot of.
I mean, usually,
money.
When you get there, you're already drunk, but also you already know you're gonna be spending the grip, so you already planned on that.
Shout out to the stadiums that have bars near them because when I went to the Padres stadium is like literally in the middle of like mad bars, and they had a beer fest at the stadium that night. So when I say I've never seen
where the Braves play,
I have not. Every time I've gone to Atlanta, I've spent majority of my time in a strip club, so I need to, next time I go, I need to actually do a little more sightseeing.
There are other things to do here, guys.
I know there is.
Other than eat, like, wings.
Wings.
I mean, the wings are good, so you should definitely get them. I took them for granted. Now that I'm in Orlando, I really should have pressured them more. but, you know, I took them for granted. But there are other things to do besides eat wings and
teach. Well, see, I got to go back because it's been, like, 8 years since I've gone. So I was 24.
So we got a new baseball stadium and a new football stadium since then.
Yeah, so y'all knock. I when I went there, I could go on the highway and I would see Turner Field.
Yeah, no, so that's not there anymore. Turner Field is now my Georgia State, where I went to school. Okay. That is now the football stadium there.
Okay. So they moved out.
Which Georgia State didn't have one. We shared it with the Georgia Dome. We shared it with the Georgia Dome with the Falcons. And so now we have our own.
Yeah, I definitely I gotta get back to Atlanta. That's all my Atlanta and
definitely
I gotta go back to, like, for sure. And I know a lot of people in Atlanta too, so I don't know why I just don't fucking go. I just need to go ahead and do that. But speaking of Atlanta, what's the pulse out there with the Hawks? And they have a chance now because Giannis is hurt.
You know what? As a delusional fan, first of all, I heard that he may possibly be cleared to play for game 7 if the Hawks actually make it past that point.
Yeah.
But even so, like, personally, like, I'm just really proud of the Hawks. Like, just in all of my life living here, this is a really good sign and a really good position to be in. But of course, I want them to win the next game. I'm rooting for them regardless. And I think that we got a really good chance. Honestly, like, no one thought we had a chance against the Sixers either. Like, it is what it is. You got to take it as they come. And we lost the last game, people are going to say that, oh, it's over for us. And maybe it is, but maybe it's not. We got to see the next game. You'll see. The Hawks have been sticking around with the best of them. So I wouldn't doubt it.
And the thing with the what I like about what Atlanta, the Hawks are doing is Trae Young is kind of like, you know, building like a, you know, where Atlanta's actually caring about basketball.
Yeah, a solid fan base too. And that's something that like Atlanta needed after a long time. Like, I mean, they got it when the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, but then a lot of it was lost after the loss, you know, like.
Yeah, they sucked after that.
We're not in like, okay, let's not say that. I'm a Steelers fan. I really don't like nobody talking shit about the Falcons. I would not allow it to happen.
What happened to you after they lost the Tom Brady?
I'm just saying, like, we're just not in like a championship city. So it's nice to see like, you know, the growing and the fan base and the rise of it, because
Atlanta sports made me realize how spoiled I am as a Chicago sports fan. Like,
yeah, you think Chicago sports are bad. Atlanta got a bad history. It doesn't mean I don't root for them. I always root for them. I'm a Steelers fan. I tell you that all the time, but I'm always rooting for the home team. A, because the Falcons don't really affect my team ever.
Yeah.
Unless we play them. And even then, that's one game.
It's like once every, what, 5-10 years?
And the odds of us both being at the Super Bowl is very slim. So yeah, we're good, you know? And I always root for the home team. So, yeah, I definitely hate to see people that are from Atlanta. And unfortunately, I know a bunch of people that are born and raised in Atlanta, and they will praise Atlanta everywhere they go, but then they root for the Cowboys fans. And I think that, no, they be saying.
Oh, that's
And I think that that's some real.
That's criminal. That's criminal. That's like being a Chicago Packer fan. You can't do that shit. Like,
yeah, I think at that point, you just need to go ahead and just not tell nobody else you're from Atlanta. Like, just accept whatever comes with it, because that's like.
Yeah, definitely.
But so, I try to be nice to them, too.
Do you think they're going to win? Of course, when you hear this, game 6 be happening tonight. It really kind of depends if Trae plays.
Yes, I do. I think even if he doesn't play, they have a good chance of winning at least. Okay, I won't say yes, I believe they're going to win for sure. But I will say that regardless of whether Trae plays or not, they have a great chance of winning. And we saw that.
Yeah.
And we saw that in game 5. So we good.
Well, I hope they win. I don't, whoever wins, I just want either Trae or Giannis to play, because if I got to watch Chris Paul versus fucking Chris Middleton or Chris Paul versus John Collins, season's over in my head. Like, it's already bad that I gotta watch this.
Yeah, no matter what happens, regardless, if it goes to game 7, both Trae and Giannis are playing. We know that.
Let's hope, because
so we don't really have to worry about that. We just have to make sure it gets there. If it goes to game 7, both of them playing without a doubt. And if they go to the finals, either team, they're both playing. So
yeah, because it's already bad I gotta watch Chris Paul. Like, if that's the bill I had to pay to watch LeBron get eliminated in the first round, so be it. I'll take it.
I like Chris Paul. You know what? I'm not saying that.
How do you like Chris Paul?
I'm just happy as new teams, honestly. But I do like
Chris Paul. I like that too. I like Devin Booker.
Because everybody's been crying every year about how it's the same teams, and now it's not. So nobody can say that.
Yeah.
Regardless of who wins in the Eastern Conference, it's still not the same teams. So everybody should be happy, right? You would think.
I've enjoyed it.
Are annoying, so they're probably not going to be. But
enjoyed it. I've enjoyed seeing new teams. The game's been fun, and you know that's what
I don't know. The NBA regular season should probably go around this time, because honestly, the whole first half of the season don't matter when the NFL is on. So they should go this route.
Right.
Moving forward.
I'm excited.
They need a bit of a break anyway, so if they just start around Christmas, that's actually a good time for them to start that.
I'm pretty excited for the NFL. We got like
I am so excited,
3 weeks away from training camp. Like, I am, you know, and they just don't understand. Like, I'm gonna be able to see a quarterback this year who can actually throw past the line of scrimmage.
I might be the only person I know that is rooting for Justin Fields. Just in general, like people.
Atlanta's not rooting for Justin Fields. He from the crib.
I'm not saying they're not rooting for him. That's not what I want to say. I just want to say they're not rooting for him regardless. So like, they are rooting for him like on some, yeah, that's cool. He's from Atlanta. We wanted him, but he didn't come. Like, if he does good, they'll claim it. But like, when I say I'm rooting for him, I mean like I'm not a Bears fan, but I'm going to want him to do good with the Bears, which means that they'll have to do good too. So
yeah,
I'm going to have to root for them. But just because I want him to do good, just because I want to prove everybody wrong, because he shouldn't have went as late as he did.
He should not have dropped.
Like, I mean, it's definitely not behind Mac Jones. So we're just going to see. It is what it is.
I thank the good Lord in heaven that he did drop. But and that's why I didn't watch the draft either. Like, that's the crazy shit about it. I didn't watch the draft because I was like, every year I get myself amped up for the Bears to make a right move and they let me down. So I was watching the White Sox game. And then
I never worry about the Steelers doing anything because we know they're gonna do whatever on paper it says they're gonna do. They're not making any moves, they're not trading up or down. We know that. So I have nothing to look forward to during the draft. Neither do I have to during trade season. I'm like, we're not doing anything. The Minka Fitzpatrick thing was the first thing we had done in a really long time.
Yeah, rare. And it paid off.
And they took me by surprise when that happened. I was like, we did what?
And I remember just sitting there, I got an alert on my phone that says the Bears traded up.
Yeah, said, I was like, I don't believe it.
It said the Bears traded up, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then I just went on Twitter and it was like,
I was happy the Saints didn't do anything stupid. Like, I don't know, for some reason, like me as an Ohio State fan, the Saints tend to get people that I like and turn them into people that I don't like from Ohio State. I don't know why, it just happens. So I just didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where it's just like the buildup was killing me. And then when they finally said the name, I had like a blackout experience. And you know, I'm actually glad I was supposed to go out that night.
You guys are so dramatic.
I was dead ass. I was supposed to go out that night. I'm glad I didn't, because I would have spent so much fucking money like at a celebration. So God looked out for my bank account that night, because it'd have been crazy.
I feel it.
So what exactly you looking forward to in this particular season, like with everything going up?
You know what? Honestly. When you're a Steelers fan, you don't look forward to anything. You're going to be stressed out every week. It is what it is. Everybody's going to hate your team. That is what it is. You'll be okay. So I'm not looking forward to anything team-wise. I just look forward to football season in general, like knowing on Sundays I'm off. I have nothing to do. I can decide if I want to lay in bed all day and watch football or if I want to go out and drink all day and watch football. But either way, I watch football all day. So I'm good with that. That's what I look forward to most in football season, is that you have something to do every Sunday.
Yeah. And it's every all Sunday. Down.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got Mondays and Thursdays. Like, I don't know. I'm really spoiled. And the quality of games is better than other sports where they're on every other day. Not trying to point any sports out in particular. But they come on very frequently for the games to not always be that good. So I think, like, even if you're watching the two worst teams play each other in the NFL, it's still going to be a good game because it's an NFL game and they don't come on all the time.
I will still sit there and watch, like, Jets Bengals.
Exactly. Me too. And I would know, like, this is going to be trash, but I'm watching it because something's going to happen that's going to be more entertaining than half of the shit I watched all week. So it is what it is.
Do you like watching football in the Eastern time zone? I know a lot of people like, oh, how you watch football on the West Coast? Like, nigga, 10 a.m. is great. Nigga, I wake up, give me some breakfast, watch the games, game over by 8.
So on one hand, as a person that wakes up really early in the morning, I don't like the fact that I have to wait until 1. No, because if you wake up at 7:30 in the morning, just naturally,
be up all goddamn,
that's a long time.
Right.
But also, on the other hand, I really like that the games – usually by the end of Sunday night football, it's about almost 11 o'clock. I like that. I couldn't imagine the game just going off at 9 and I got the rest of the night to figure out what the fuck I'm gonna do on Sunday. So I like how late it goes off. I don't like how late it comes on.
Yeah, I love all West Coast. It's just the best time zone. It's the best because then you can still go out, have a good night. You want to spend the night watching something else, play video games, you got all the time in the world. Like, it's fucking 8 out here. Damn near every baseball game off right now. Perfect. I can finally watch it on HBO Max. I've been trying to watch
it. I don't like that because that means, like, right around, like, 6, I'm trying to figure out, like, what to watch. Either my favorite show, one of the 18 games that are on, like, and one of them is halfway through. 7 of them just started. The other 8 are almost over. Like, I don't know. So it's hit or miss with the time zone thing, really, because like a game that comes on, like basketball games specifically, they come on at like 10:30 at night. That's really late to me. Like, yeah. Who can make it that far into a game?
Yeah, but when I go home, it's
like 7:30. So they make, but that also means that a game started at like 3 p.m. today, which is crazy too. So yeah. You got to look at it on both sides. Like,
I can see them both sides, but it's like I'll go home and like, oh, the Lakers ain't even came on yet. It's fucking 9:30. Like, and then I remember 7:30 back in LA. Like, you know.
Yeah, and that's how I'd be like, oh my God. People be like, oh my God, the game, blah, blah. I'm like, it's a game on right now. And it'd be like 11:15. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Like, I'm at this point at 11:15, I'm either watching a new show I just started binging, a new movie, or I'm watching one of the 9 shows that I keep re-binging.
That's right. Yeah, your comfort shows.
Right, yeah. So I'm just like, what are y'all doing up watching games?
I feel you. I'm on watch 1000 of Entourage right now. So I definitely understand.
I haven't watched Entourage, but just let me know if I need to watch it. I think
you would enjoy Entourage. It, to me, it's funny to me because Entourage and Insecure are two shows that's like, if you spend any type of time in Los Angeles, whether you visit a lot or you live here, it's 30 times more funny. Like, if I had a dollar for every situation I've been in both of those shows, different spots they be going to, I'm like, okay, I've been there. Okay, that's funny as hell. So, to me, Ari Gold is the second best HBO character ever after the GOAT Tony Soprano, which is perfect segue.
Well, I don't know. That really does tie into my next topic anyway, which is great. The Sopranos movie, which is not called the Sopranos movies, by the way, it's called The Many Saints of Newark, and I can't wait.
Very hype.
And if anybody that knows me knows that this is a Sopranos stan, like walking stan right here. You can say anything to me Sopranos related, and I'm just like, what? But yeah, I get that reference. Like, favorite show ever. I'm super excited for the movie. And I'm always on the subreddit Sopranos page, of course. And it was a time where we didn't even think that it was going to actually happen because it was supposed to come out last March. And then it was supposed to come out last September.
Yep.
And it was supposed to come out this March. And then now we get an actual release date, which I'm...
And a trailer.
Oh, I'm so happy. And a trailer, right? And I'm so happy about the storylines that I think is following because I'm happy. I think it's gonna go with Chris's dad, whose death I felt like was really ambiguous in the show. And so we might actually get answers actually to why
it was very vague.
Actually killed because what happened in that scene with Tony, like I don't think that Tony was being 100% truthful. Or Tony was just really believing whatever he was told. But either way, the truth is somewhere not involved in that story. Like something happened with Dickie and I want to see it.
Yeah, it's just, I'm glad it's coming out at this time because Sopranos was a show that I got on during quarantine. And it's like, I just never got around to watching it. And so I was like, fuck it. You know, we in the house. I can't fucking go nowhere. Let me start this shit. And I've watched it 3 times since. So it's like, you know, The Wire is 10 out of 10. I give Soprano like 9.8, 9.9. It's like very, very close.
Okay, so I think it's like a bias thing because I didn't watch The Wire until like a year and a half ago. I finally watched it and finished it. I definitely have The Sopranos as a 10 out of 10 show. The Wire is a 9 out of 10, and that's because the last season was so stupid with that. They took it a whole different way than it should have went. Like a lot of the stories tied in together. I don't want to say they did bad, but like some of the side stories were just like the McNulty and the serial killer thing. Like I feel like they could have tied those in without doing that. But you know, it is what it is. The Sopranos is a 10 out of 10 show for me.
You like the ending?
Show ever.
You like the ending?
Oh my God. Chris is one of my favorite characters ever in any show. Okay. Just because like I really love a very good character arc and he had one, which is ironic because he's asking about his character arc in like season 1 or 2 and he has a really good one. But just knowing that this is a continuation, like just knowing what happened to his dad, I really do want to know the story behind that because if you watch the show, you know that that episode, it leaves it very vague.
Real vague. And it kind of like, I kind of feel like that part kind of sent Chris off the deep end. You know what I'm saying?
It did, because Chris knew that regardless of what the truth was, he had to do what he had to do anyway.
Yeah.
But Tony knew that regardless of what the truth was, it was going to make Chris feel like he owed him something, which is all he really wanted anyway, because he was a psychopath. But I really love Chris and I connected with him. And so I would really like to know what happened to his dad, because I don't think that what Tony or Chris think happens to Dickie is what really happened to him.
Yeah.
In fact, I've had my own theory since before this show was even in the making that Uncle Junior and Johnny Boy have something to do with it.
Okay, I want to hear this theory.
I think that they had Dickie killed because he was really close to Tony and he was telling Tony things that they didn't want him to know.
Okay.
Tony is always like really very connected to Chris's dad. We already knew that. And that was he already called him his uncle, even though they were technically like second cousins or some shit on the family history. But like,
they was on some black shit with the cousins.
Right. And even the way that Uncle Junior acts like he doesn't even really know Chris. But if you think about it, he clearly grew up with Dickie. They knew each other. They were all in the same crew, but somehow they don't really seem to make that connection. It makes me feel like they're estranged, and it's because they didn't like Dickie being close to Tony and they did something to him.
And definitely also, if you look in the trailer, at the end of the trailer, they had
Ray Liotta telling him to stay away from his nephew.
Right, yeah.
Because Ray Liotta, you know that Chris and Tony are actually related, like on some weird second cousin shit.
Yeah.
Like they have the same great granddad or something, or it's Tony's granddad, but Chris's great granddad, but they're related through their moms. So they are related somehow. And him telling him stay away from his nephew definitely gives me like someone that's in the middle, kind of, and he knows what's going on. I definitely think that Johnny Boy and Junior Soprano did something to Dickie and they just didn't tell Tony.
And they got great casting too. I like my man John Bernthal from The Punisher. He's gonna be playing
I'm really happy with Livia. I think that Vera's gonna do a good job. When they showed that scene of like the principal or the counselor saying those good things about Tony, and then she was
he's slow.
Livia-esque.
Yeah. They got Corey Stahl's gonna be Uncle June. I think he's gonna be perfect for that. They even gonna have Frank Lucas in there too, though. It's cool. Leslie Odom Jr. is supposed to be playing him, so that's gonna be interesting to see. But
you know what, Tony Soprano, Michael Gandolfini, he looks
just like his dad. Like the mannerisms. No, at
first, when they were casting it, I didn't really see it. But like now, seeing like the trailer, like he looks a lot like him, and you can tell he's talking like him too, like the same like little lisp that Tony kind of had. He's doing the same thing.
And he's like, what you say? When the dude's like, hey, jerk off, get away from the phone.
He sounded just like him, right? And I was like, oh my God.
I was like, holy shit. But the thing that had me going is like at the end, and when he said that, stay away from the nephew, and the theme music hit, I was like, I need this shit now.
Yeah, oh my God, what? I was like, you know what? I'm going to rewatch this.
Right.
Just so I can
get ready. To get ready.
Up on game. Like, I just need to be. So I'm going to restart it probably like August.
Are you going to go to a theater watch, or are you going to watch on HBO Max?
I don't know. It just kind of depends. I don't think the theater viewing should be that big.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, I think it's one of those things that's going to make a lot of money, like, on the outskirts, but, like, it's not going to be a big
box office. You're going to do big streaming numbers. Yeah, it's going to do
Yeah, it's not going to be a big box office hit. So I think I can go and see it in theaters. My only thing is just, like, if someone's gonna want to go with me or something, I don't want to explain the show, so it needs to be someone who's already
watched. Just go somebody who watch it, just go by yourself,
because right? I'm gonna go by myself.
Which I love going to theater by myself. Like, I finally went back to the theater this Tuesday for the first time in a year and a half, and I saw that terrible fucking movie Fast 9. And if you want to hear my review on it, listen to Cinema with the Guys. We put out the terrible fucking movie, Vin Diesel.
Well, I've been telling y'all that thing needs to be disenfranchised.
Vin Diesel, stop hurting us.
Vin Diesel's name ain't even Vin or Diesel. I don't like that all on his own. Like, how do you make that up?
We found a picture of him today when he was like in high school and he had a fro. I'm like, yeah, that nigga's a nigga. 100%.
Yes, he don't want to be because his name is Vin Diesel.
Exactly. And if you look at his kids, very black hair.
Right. But
I think I'm probably gonna watch it at the crib because, like, you know, with a TV show, you know, I think it's better to watch it at home. I think I
would feel better watching at home just because, like, if I miss anything, I could rewind or something.
Right. Right. That's exactly.
And I don't want to miss nothing because I want to be able to next day
watch it again.
Hey, look, dissect it and watch it again and find other things. So
definitely, it's definitely gonna be good. I feel like a whole bunch of good movies are getting ready to come out, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a lot coming out. Honestly, I'm just ready to see everything and get everything going for the second half of the year. I'm super excited about it. But that's really all I got for this week, to be honest. So you guys can always follow me once again at CatVision on Twitter, which is CatVision. And that's Cat Dollaz on Instagram, CatDollaz. And then you can follow my producer once again at BarbCheerScott on Twitter and Instagram. And then I, of course, you can follow the Barbershair Network on Patreon, which is patreon.com/barbershairnetwork.
And everybody who's been checking out my show, I'm not gonna hold you on YouTube. I appreciate all the love and support I've been getting. We're gonna do more crazy shit. I'm gonna show up next week with a baseball bat. So I just know we're gonna get even crazy and crazy. So shout out to everybody who listening. Shout out to everybody who's been listening to Cats Pop the last couple of weeks. We're gonna keep dropping shit on y'all, and we're gonna holler at y'all in 2 more weeks. Y'all have a safe holiday weekend.
Yeah, have a great one.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.